Good evening, folks. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Bill Veit, sitting in for Robbie Noel this evening. I'll be your host for the next hour. Today is June 19th, 2007, and I'm broadcasting from Austin, Texas. Well, folks, this is the first time that I've ever been on the airwaves as a host. I've been on many times as a guest, but never a host. So I'm a little nervous, and if I sound a little amateurish, it's because I am an amateur. Anyway, many of you have probably heard me in the past on various shows discussing the issue of money versus fiat currency and the world of the worldwide fraud of central banking and the credit debt system that engulfs the world. However, tonight I'm going to at least start out by talking about something a little different. I'm going to talk about the matter of property rights, and I'm going to put it in a little bit of a different context than you, maybe you've heard the issue of property rights discussed in the past. At any point tonight, if anybody wants to jump in, if you're interested in calling in, the phone number to call in is 1-800-313-9443. And the reason I decided just within the last day to, instead of talking about money, to talk about property rights is a number of issues have come up. Personally, with regard to some people that I know personally, and with regard to some people that I actually treat in my psychology practice. And so the reason that the money issue became so important to me was at some point when I was trying to determine how a lot of the world's problems, the source of the world's problems, I used to hear the phrase, and I'm sure many of you have heard the phrase, if you want to know what's really going on, follow the money. So I decided to do that about 5 or 6 years ago, and at that time, I was pretty much mainstream as far as my views. I got most of my news and information from mainstream sources, the newspaper, the mainstream talk show, traditional academia, and so I just feel like I've become enlightened within the last 5 or 6 years. And I started down the path of following the money, and I followed it all the way back to the people that print it out of thin air. And I remember as a child, my parents used to say, money doesn't grow on trees. And do you think money grows on trees? And as it turns out, folks, for some people in the world, it does better than that. It comes out of thin air. It grows right out of thin air. And so in going back and finding the source of the problems with money and where the money came from, as I started to think about property rights, I started to try to figure out where did we lose our property rights and how did we lose them. And when we get back from this break, I'll start back up on the property rights issue and get into the meat of today's talk. See you when you get back.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
I'm your host for this evening, Dr. William Veith. I'm sitting in for Robbie Noel on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And before we went to the break, I had kind of set the table for one of the topics that I wanted to introduce this evening regarding the issue of property rights. And the way this came about, the reason I decided to talk about this evening is I have had a couple of personal experiences recently that made me really, really think about the matter of property rights very strongly. And one of them involved somebody who's very close to me, has just bought a small business piece of property here in Austin and was trying to do a little bit, expand his business. And all he wanted to do on this particular property was expand his space and close an existing carport. The carport already had the concrete slab and it already had the roof on it. It already had the support walls. Support beams, and it already had plumbing and electric stubbed out to it, and all he wanted to do was enclose it and use that space. And he has been unable to get a permit from the city to do that, and the city has put him through one hurdle after another that he's had to jump over. He had to go get a floodplain survey to prove that he wasn't in the 100-year floodplain. Once he proved that, he thought he could get his permit, and then they put him through another department, and finally, they said that, no, he couldn't get a permit at all, because even though that business has been the same business since 1984, it's never changed its use. It's been on that property. The property is zoned residential, and now he still can't get the permit. And so it appears that if you can't control the property that you're using, then you really don't own it. Even if they say you own it, you don't own it. And I know a lot of you listeners on this network have heard in the past that we really don't even own our cars, that when we buy a car, the dealer sends the certificate of title, the certificate of origin, or the statement of origin, manufacturer's statement of origin to the state. The state shreds it and issues the party that purchased the car a certificate of title. So basically what they do is, what that does is it splits the perfect title into legal title and beneficiary or equity title. So the state owns the legal title to the car, and we own the equity title, so we get to use the car, but we don't own it. Well, it's pretty much the same thing when you buy a piece of property. Here in Texas, you sign a deed of trust. So when you buy a piece of property, you are literally deeding the property over to a trustee. So you don't own the legal title to the property. You own a beneficial interest, so you get to use it as long as you conform to the rules, regulations, laws, ordinances that the city mandates or that for the county. So here, this person cannot, even though he bought the property and he's using it in the same purpose it's been used since 1984, he can't do anything with it without a permit from the city. Can't change, can't upgrade, can't remodel, can't do anything, and they're saying no. So had he known that going in, obviously he wouldn't have bought the property, because part of the deal was he was going to upgrade it and improve the bottom line and get and make the business profitable. Okay, now, in my line of work, I am a clinical psychologist, and this is my second profession. I've been a clinical psychologist licensed now for about the last 9 years, and as part of my practice, private practice here in Texas, I visit some residents in nursing homes that are referred to me by their physicians when they're deemed to be having some problems with depression or anxiety, or if their dementia is causing them a behavioral problem, or if they're having problems adjusting. So I see some residents in nursing homes, and I also consult with their families and the staff members. And in my work as my profession as a psychologist visiting geriatric populations in nursing homes, I come across a lot of people that are in the final stages of life. And over the last 5 or 6 years since I've actually been servicing nursing home patients, I've probably had probably close to maybe 75 to 100 residents die during that time. Now, many of the residents I see, they want to hold on to life as long as possible for one reason or another, but many of them don't. I see some patients that the quality of their life is intolerable to them now. Some of them have chronic pain. Some of them, and many times the same ones that have chronic pain, they're incontinent of bladder, they're incontinent of colon, so they have to either have catheters or they wear diapers. A lot of them that wear diapers, if they go to the bathroom during the night in their diapers, not always an attending nurse or nurse's aide can't always get to them. Sometimes they have to lie like that for an hour or two or even longer. So for a lot of them, there's no dignity left in their life. Many of them do not like the food in nursing homes. For one thing, when you get older, your taste buds change, and a lot of things that used to taste good to you don't taste good anymore. And then in a lot of these types of institutional settings, the food isn't very good. So they don't even have food to look forward to. Many of them, all of them share rooms, so they all have a roommate. Many of them don't get along with their roommates because their roommates may be noisy. Their roommates may need constant attention, and so as the nursing staff comes in during the night, they're always waking up the other roommate. So I see a lot of patients who don't want to stay alive anymore. They don't. The quality of their life is intolerable. Some of them are the youngest in their family, so all their parents are dead. All their older brothers and sisters are dead. Some of them don't even maybe have one child. Maybe that child is deceased. Some of them never had any children. So they're virtually all alone. And the life they live, the life that they describe to me, is literally intolerable to them. And many of them would love to, I can't tell you how many of them have said to me, I just wish I could go to sleep and never wake up again. And some of them have even lost their speech. They can't even really communicate. Excuse me, they can't even communicate their needs. And so I kind of have to say things for them, and then they'll nod their head if they agree with what I'm saying, if I'm catching on to what they're trying to communicate, or they'll nod no if I'm not. But so in thinking about property rights regarding the situation I have with the person here in Austin and given my profession, I started thinking that I don't think anywhere in this country we have a right to private property anymore. I think that it's so controlled by the ordinances, the regulations, the various laws, codes, building codes, whatever you call them, that virtually a governmental body is in control of our property. And to extend that one step farther, they are even in control of our very bodies, our very lives. And I think the main issue for determining this is the issue of assisted suicide. Now, if I'm suffering, and let's say, hypothetically, I'm a quadriplegic, so I can't commit suicide, but I'm suffering, my life is intolerable, there's nothing about my life I like, and I would like to end my suffering, but I can't do it on my own. If I would like to leave this world with dignity and end my suffering with dignity, I can't do it because the government is telling me, no, you don't own your body, somebody else does. We do. Now, I know this is a hot-button issue for a lot of people. And a lot of people will start to confuse different issues. Like, when I've had this discussion with people in private before, as soon as I bring up assisted suicide, they'll bring up the issue of euthanasia. And I'll say, please, don't mix the two. They are polar opposites. People understand this. Assisted suicide is the polar opposite of euthanasia. They're not even the same animal. Assisted suicide means I have 100% control over my body and my life, and everybody else has 0% control. Euthanasia, by contrast, says that I have 0% control over my life and body, and someone else has 100% control. Because euthanasia says that someone else will determine when I die. So please, in your discussions with people, if you discuss these issues, don't let them mix and match different issues. Don't let them bring up assisted suicide or euthanasia in the same sentence with assisted suicide. And certainly don't let them mix abortion into the equation, because abortion is a totally separate issue because that involves a third entity. So the arguments for abortion and the arguments for assisted suicide and the arguments for euthanasia are all very, very different arguments, and I see very little overlap in those arguments. So, for tonight's discussion, I want to discuss the issue of assisted suicide. Now, first of all, if I decide I want to end my suffering, and I can't do it on my own, and I want to contract with someone to help me, maybe it's a doctor, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a family member, just someone else to help me end my suffering, I can't find anywhere in the law where anyone else, any third party, has the authority to interfere with that contract. Because in that contract, unless someone can prove that my ending my suffering is directly trespassing on the right to life, liberty, or property of another person, then I don't see how they can interfere in that contract. And we'll pick this topic up on the other side of the break. And feel free to call in, folks. The number's 1-800-313-9443. See you on the other side of the break.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
2 days past 18, he was waiting for the bus in his army green, sat down in a booth in a cafe there, gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile, and he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour, and I know where we can go. So they went down and they sat on the pier. He said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. Would you mind if I sent one back here to you? I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. Too young for him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone when the
Welcome back.
So the letters came from an army camp.
Okay, this is Dr. Bill V, sitting in for Robbie Noel on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'll be with you for another 35 minutes or so here. So far into the program, I have introduced the topic of property rights in general, and more specifically now, we're into the issue of assisted suicide. And the reason I wanted to talk about assisted suicide tonight is I believe it is the most fundamental issue for establishing our right to private property and to use that property as we wish and dispose of that property as we wish, whenever we wish, as long as it doesn't interfere or trespass on the rights of another person, to their right to their life, liberty, or property. And, you know, in the Declaration of Independence, it mentions something about we're endowed by our Creator with certain rights, among them the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, folks, I don't care a bit about pursuit of happiness. I want that to say right to life, liberty, and property, because it's my belief that if we don't have a right to private property, where we are in 100% control of that property and everybody else is in 0% control, then then the right to your life and liberty are secondary. Because if I have a right to my life, but I don't have a right to private property, then that means I'm always on someone else's property, and I'm always subject to their rules and regulations. If I'm not on my private property, then I'm on somebody else's private property, which means I'm subject to their rules, or I'm on public property, which means I'm subject to all these laws and statutes and ordinances and things that they call laws. Okay, so how can I be free if I'm always subject to somebody else's rules and regulations and laws? So the only way, in my opinion, that we can ever be free is to have a perfect, absolute right to private property. Now, the question is my body my property? Is it? Or does it belong to you? Does it belong to the government? Who does my body belong to? Now, if my body is my property, why can't I do with it as I wish? Why can't I end my life whenever I want to? Why do I owe the government an explanation as to why I'm ending it? Why do I owe anybody an explanation? If I have a house on a piece of property and I want to knock the house down, as long as my knocking that house down isn't trespassing on someone else's right to their life, liberty, or property, can't I dispose of that house? Can I knock it down? Well, if my body is my property and I want to dispose of it for whatever reason, because maybe I find life intolerable, or maybe I'm looking forward to the next life more than this life, and if I want to dispose of my body, which is my property, why can't I do it without the interference of a second party? And I'm saying that unless and until we get and establish that our body is our property and we have a perfect, absolute right to assisted suicide and assisted suicide, unless and until we establish that, we will never, ever have free private property rights in this country. We will never own our property. If we can't even own our body, how can we own the house down the street that we buy or the piece of property on the corner? We can't. So to me, just like when I started following the money, and I followed all the way back to the people that printed out of thin air, when I started following how did we lose our right to control our property, well, I followed it all the way back to my body. I own my body, and no one else does. Now, if I own it, then I should have 100% control over it, and everybody else should have 0% control. And as long as my use of my body is not trespassing on another's right to their life, liberty, or property, then I should be able to do whatever I want. But now, can I swallow whatever I want? No. Can I snort whatever I want? No. Now, I've never been a drug user. I don't use drugs, and I don't drink alcohol. But I think I should have the right to swallow anything I want to. Now, if I swallow something, and then because of that, my behavior causes me to trespass on someone else's rights, then that's a different story. But how can someone tell me preemptively what I can eat or snort or swallow, or what I can do, or what I can't do with my own body? Callers, if you want to call in, the number is 1-800-313-9443. Okay, now, let me go back. I want to go back to the Constitution. Am I hearing music coming on? Okay, I couldn't tell. It's so faint. Okay, well, it looks like we're going to break again, and we'll be back on the other side of the break. If you want to call in, 1-800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit InterestReductionSolutions.com. or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
This is Dr. Bill Veith. I'm hosting the show tonight for Robbie Noel, and this is the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are talking about right now the specific issue of assisted suicide and how it relates to property rights. And if you would like to call in, the number is 1-800-313-9443. And earlier I had Doug and Richard on the line holding. If you'd like to call back, you're welcome to do that, and I'll take your calls. Otherwise, until then, I was going to continue where we left off, and I wanted to read a section of the Constitution that relates. Yeah, okay. Let's go ahead and take the call right now. I got a caller coming in. Is Joe in Wisconsin?
Yes. Okay. Is that me?
Hi, Joe.
Howdy.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
I really like when you talk about money.
Okay. Well, maybe I can do that towards the end of the program,
okay.
But
this gives me a bad taste in my mouth, what you're talking about now.
I know it does for a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's a very hot-button issue, and it's not a very popular issue.
No.
And I find that most people don't agree with me.
Right. So I got a question for you.
Yes.
You're talking about rights, correct?
Yes, sir.
Where do rights come from?
Well, I believe they come from my Creator.
And what does he say about taking your own life?
What does he say about it?
Well, if he gave it to you, it's his job to take it away, isn't it?
Well, how do you know that? Isn't that between me and him?
Well, okay, that, you got a point. If you can find where he says it's okay to take your life, I'm under the understanding that...
Where does he say it's not?
Well, maybe I was just misled there, but I was under that understanding.
Well, I can't find anywhere in the Constitution where it says, you know, that anybody can impair my right to do that.
No, I don't think you'd, I don't think you'd find it.
But here's my question. If it's between me and my Creator, my question is, how do you or any second party get to interfere in that? Where do you get your authority to interfere in that?
I'm not trying to interfere in that.
Okay. That's all I'm saying is I don't think anybody has a right to stop me. I'm not saying you have to agree with me. I'm saying if I'm suffering and I want to end my suffering, I can't see where anyone else has the authority to stop me from doing that.
All right, and I don't think I would argue that if you could do it yourself, but you're talking about people that can't do it themselves.
Right. Now here's that's the next
part.
That's
the big stumbling point, yeah.
If you hang on for 1 second, let me read Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution says, I'm going to leave out a few things here to get to the meat. It says, no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts. Okay, now, if I contract with a second party to help me end my suffering, the Constitution specifically prohibits the government from interfering in that contract. Did I not just read that to you?
Yes, you did.
Okay, now, if the government can't interfere in that contract, then how can they make a law keeping me from engaging in that contract?
Because the law says thou shalt, it comes from thou shalt not kill, and or thou shalt not murder. And if that's already an established law by God, and if the contract is to do that, then you're breaking God's law there.
Well, that's an opinion. All I'm saying is if you disagree with that, then don't do it yourself. What I'm saying is, where do you get the authority to stop me? Or how can you give the government the authority to stop me?
Well, because the government has the authority to correct someone that commits murder. And if someone at this time, if someone helps someone else commit suicide, then
it's not murder. If I own a house and I hire a wrecking company to come in and knock down my house, to dispose of my house because that's my property, are they committing a crime by knocking down my house?
No, there's no law against that.
Well, I'm saying it's not murder if I'm contracting with someone to do that for me. I'm voluntarily engaging in that contract, and you or the government or some party is trying to impair that contract. And I don't know where you get the authority to do it.
I can see what you're doing here. You're mixing two things, and one of them I agree with, and one of them I don't. When you say the government does not have the right to interfere with two people contracting, I agree. But if one of the people are breaking the law, are breaking God's commandment in that contract, then I disagree with you. Then that's where they get the right to step in.
Are you saying how did this God's commandment become a law? Where is it a law? I just read you a piece from the Constitution that said that the government cannot impair my contract. Now, not against the law. It's not murder, because I am voluntarily, just like I might voluntarily hire a wrecking company to knock down my house, I am voluntarily hiring somebody to help me dispose of my property, which is my body, and I would like to do it without the interference of another party.
Well,
now, where do you get the authority to interfere in that contract unless you can prove that contract between me and that other party is impairing your right to your life, liberty, or property?
No, sir. I'm using a higher power of the commandment that says thou shalt not kill.
When you get into that argument, then you can have somebody else say, well, their religion says, their higher power says this, and you can, and then you've just got an argument over the different religions and these so-called higher powers. I am showing you right here in the Constitution where my right to contract is protected. I have a perfect, absolute right to contract, and unless and until someone can show that contract is interfering with your right to your life, liberty, or property, you can't impair that contract. That's all I'm saying. If you don't want to use someone to assist you in suicide, then don't.
I understand that. No.
But leave me alone.
I
don't
asked you
to... Don't make me lie there and suffer, incontinent of bladder and incontinent of colon, lying there with no dignity, in an intolerable light, and don't tell me I have to lie there and suffer because of some religious belief that you have.
I never told you that anything.
Oh, yes, you are.
I'm asking you a question, and I specifically asked you a question, and you answered it in the correct way. I asked where rights came from, and you said they came from the Creator.
Right.
Now, if rights come from the Creator, then therefore you believe in one. And so whichever one you believe in, and this country just so happens to believe in Jesus Christ. Now, and if one of God's...
Not everybody does.
The people that founded this country did.
Not all of them?
The rules for this country are based on that. Jesus, we can't going to argue that now, are we?
Let me put this to you a different way.
Again, I didn't get to finish.
Let me go back to the property. If I have a house on a piece of property, and I want somebody to dispose of that house, I'm not giving up my right to my private property. I'm just giving up the property. Or if I want to give away the house, I can give away that house. That doesn't mean I'm giving up my right to private property. I'm just giving up the house. Okay? I'm not giving up my right to my life. I'm just giving up my body. I'm just giving up the physical property. I still have a right to my life if I want to retain that right, but I'm giving away the property. Just like if I wanted to give away my house, I can give away my house.
If the Creator that this country's rules were founded on had a rule that said, thou shalt not destroy a house, then you would be breaking the law. But when you compare it to a house, I can't argue with you. But when you compare it to a life, then we're talking about, and you try to hire a second party to do in a first party, then that you have the right to contract, except if it breaks God's rules.
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Is the right to suicide, should that be illegal?
It's impossible to make that illegal. They've already made it illegal,
right.
And they can do what they want because they can't enforce
it. Okay. Do you believe that a person does not have a right to end their own life? His own life or her own life.
I asked you a question, where rights come from.
Yeah, I'm asking you a question. Do you believe that a person has a right to end his life? Or do you believe that the government or another party can interfere with that?
It depends on where you believe rights come from.
No, I'm asking you personally. Do you believe that I have a right to end my life or my suffering?
From between me and you, you do. But between you and God, you don't.
Well, how do you know that?
Well, how does anyone?
How do you know what God's agreement with me is? You think God's agreement is with me is the same as it is with everybody else? How do you know what His agreement is with me? How do you know what He wants from me?
I'll answer that if you give me a chance. You have to have a starting point. Now, the Bible is a starting point, and just like the Constitution is a starting point, you have to have rules that are interpreted. And that's the starting point, and you have to adhere to them. If you want, because you're a psychologist, are you a psychologist?
Yes.
I think that's the problem. You're too educated. If people like you and like lawyers, they want to just argue it until it doesn't make sense anymore. But you have to go back to the basics, and there's guidelines, and you have to understand that.
Okay, and so you're telling me then that I don't have 100% control over my body, that somebody else does.
No, I didn't. Well... If you want to break God's law, go for it, buddy. Hey,
now,
you know, do us a favor.
Now that's your opinion that I'm breaking God's law.
Yes,
see,
it is.
Not,
of course,
I'm
it is.
I'm not asking for an opinion. I'm asking for. I'm not asking about God's law. I'm saying, who owns my body? Do I own it? Can you answer my? Can you answer that? Who owns your body?
God. He gave it to me. He gave it to me. Yeah.
Okay. So you would say God owns my body.
According to my beliefs, yes.
Okay. Now, how do you know what my agreement or what God's agreement with me is?
How do you know
that?
It's in the Bible. It's a sense of right and wrong.
You know that for sure, what His agreement with me is.
It's a sense of right and wrong, yes.
Okay. Well, let me tell you this. We're going to disagree on this point. I can see that. But I'm telling you, unless and until, in my opinion, unless and until we have a right to suicide and a right to assisted suicide, we will never, ever have free private property rights. We will never be able to own and control property, because if we can't even own and control our body, how can we own and control anything in this world? So that's my opinion, and that's why I'm so passionate about it. Now, you're welcome to disagree with that all you want, sir.
Can I bring something up then?
Sure.
Did we ever have real property rights in this country?
Probably not, because right from the beginning, you know, they slipped in that little eminent domain clause. And that right away took away the absolute right to property. It basically said if the government wants your stuff, they can come take it.
All right. Well, I can't disagree with you there. Did we have closer to legitimate property rights back then than we do now?
Probably, yeah.
All right.
There's been a lot more regulation since then. But,
that's my argument.
I'm not even arguing whether anybody has ever had perfect right to private property. I'm just saying I don't think we ever will until I think the test case issue is the issue of suicide, is the issue of can I dispose of my body in the way I want to, when I want to, or do I have to get somebody else's permission? And I'm saying if I have to get somebody else's permission, then whoever I have to get permission from is the one that owns my body. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but I think you're mixing two things up.
No, I'm not mixing
two
things.
That's my opinion, though. I do have a right to my opinion, don't I?
Sure you have a right to your opinion,
all right.
But
that's
I'm not mixing two things. I'm telling you, sir, that if I don't have a right to dispose of my body and I have to get permission from someone else, then whoever I have to get permission from is the one that owns it.
Well, how can you say that when I asked you where rights come from, and you said they come from the Creator, and He says, thou shalt not murder, then how can you think, put all those things together and come out
because
the way
murder
you're
is an involuntary act. In a free country, you can act voluntarily. You can engage in any voluntary act that you want to if it's truly a free society, okay?
Yeah.
My act of suicide is voluntary. It's not involuntary. There's again, murder is an absolute opposite of suicide. Murder is my taking somebody else's life involuntarily. Suicide is my voluntarily doing what I want to with my own property, my own body. They're exact polar opposites, just like euthanasia is the polar opposite of assisted suicide.
But then you're throwing in the contract between another party purposely taking another person's life.
I'm showing that the Constitution protects my right to contract.
A legal contract, I understand, but if our whole basis of rules in this country come from,
you know what, a legal contract is when two parties agree on it. As long as two parties agree on the terms and conditions, and as long as those terms and conditions don't interfere with someone else's right to their life, liberty, or property, that is a legal contract. And I'm saying an assisted suicide is a legal contract according to our constitutional law and according to common law, and I'm saying that the government interferes with that just like they interfere with all of our property rights.
The contract to take someone's life does interfere with that person's life.
I got more callers.
Okay, you done with me?
I just heard something in my ear. Oh. Yeah, they say I've got more callers. So, sir, thank you very much for calling in. Just have to agree to disagree on this. The next caller is Rashid in D.C. Welcome to the program, Rashid.
Hello. Yeah, I was listening to this, and my understanding of it is that we don't own our bodies. Our bodies are just from God, from Allah, and we just get a chance to use it.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
So we don't have a right to dispose of ourselves.
Okay. Let me
ask you this.
Because
that's going to happen anyway.
Okay. Let me ask you this though: who has the right to get in the way or interfere with my disposing of my body?
Don't no one have the right to interfere.
That's my question.
Yeah, but if someone does interfere, you should be thankful because my understanding of it, if you take your own life, you go straight to hell.
Okay, well maybe that's where I want to go. But what I'm saying is in our system of government, by our Constitution, the Constitution protects my right to contract with another party. And what I want to know is if you may disagree as to whether or not I can take my life, but I want you to tell me who has the lawful authority to stop me, and where do they get that authority?
I don't think anyone have the authority to stop you, but I wouldn't. It don't seem like anyone would want to put that burden on anybody else to assist them if they can't do it by themselves.
Have you ever been in tremendous pain, sir?
Tremendous pain.
Intractable
I've been in pain
that was going to be there the rest of your life.
No, not like that.
Okay, you may want to think about that. You know, I mean, I've seen some people suffering very, very badly. I mean, really, really suffering.
Yeah.
Mentally and physically. You know, when our pets suffer like that, we don't let them suffer. We do the humane thing. Okay, now. Now,
but they're not human.
We do the humane thing with people and euthanize them where somebody else decides. I'm only saying in assisted suicide that if the person decides He wants to end his suffering. I don't see where anybody has the lawful authority to stop him.
No one have it. I mean, but you shouldn't want to burden nobody with that crime, because it is a crime. If you, I mean, even to yourself, if you do it yourself.
Okay, sir. We're going to a break. Thank you for the call, and thank you for your opinion. When we come back, we'll talk to Gus in Texas and DJ in Illinois.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Dr. Bill V sitting in for Robbie Noel on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The discussion's getting fairly lively and passionate here, as I knew it would. There's always strong, this evokes strong feelings from people on both sides of this issue. It looks like we got a caller, Gus from Texas. Welcome, Gus.
Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Yeah, it is getting lively. I'm sitting here with my wife, and we're listening pretty intently. And I respect the previous callers. Everyone has their angle on this. And in my opinion, we've lost sight of the fact that your point is more of a government control perspective rather than a religious one.
Right.
And if we want to make it religious and base it on that and extrapolate the government's law into it, then we're breaking a lot of biblical laws. I mean, per biblical law, we wouldn't have insurance. We wouldn't have a fiat money system. We would have just weights and measures. We wouldn't have interest. We wouldn't have insurance, as I said. So I believe a lot of the problems we're having in today's society are simply due to the fact that we have swayed so far away from common sense, common law, and biblical law. But the point I was going to make when I initially called and before the other callers entered into the lively debate was getting back to property rights. I tried to find the book in the passage where I read it, but essentially all of our rights are tied to property rights. If we
yes.
lose our property rights, we really have no other rights.
Indeed.
So again, it's not about ownership, it's about control.
Absolutely, I agree with you. See, this is about property rights, and it's about who gets to control the property and who gets to make the decisions. And if somebody else gets to make the decisions, then they own the property. I don't care who's it's titled in. But see, when they say we have a right to life, liberty, and property, if I have a right to my life, but I don't have a right to my property, then that means I have a right to live as a slave, is what it tells me. If I can't own private property, then I'm always on somebody else's property, and they can always tell me what to do. So I get to have a life, but I get to have it as a slave if I can't have private property rights. Okay.
Well, now, everybody's
also,
in that.
I also say if I can't have private property rights, then I can't have liberty either, because I'm always subject to someone else's rule. So to me, the absolute right to private property supersedes our right to life and liberty.
That would be correct.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the call in. Let me see. Do we have time for another caller here? Okay, no. Sorry, DJ in Illinois. Maybe we'll pick this up on another night. Thank you so much. Again, this is Dr. Bill Veith on the Republic Broadcasting Network, setting in for Ravi Noel, and I enjoyed the lively debate. Night all.